Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want to meet myself and Ollie Davis of Wrestle Ramble fame? Well, you can do just that by joining us at Wrestling Media Con on September 8th and 9th from the Bowlers Exhibition Centre in Manchester, England. Ollie and I will be doing a live episode of Wrestle Ramble as well as signings and photos, but that's not all. Wrestling Media Con will have shows from Cultaholic, Inside the Ropes, Wrestling with Regret, Don Callis, Botchamania, Art of Wrestling, Sean Waltman, and more. There will also be the first ever Wrestling Media Hall of Fame and wrestling shows from Impact Wrestling, where they will be taking on the best the UK has to offer, and Revolution Pro Wrestling featuring the legendary Jushin Thunder Liger defending his British J Cup crown. Tickets are on sale now, so head over to WrestlingMediaCon.com. That's WrestlingMediaCon.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Surprise, surprise, Will Ospreay is awesome. I'm Ollie Davis, this is Luke Owen. Welcome to our Wrestle Ramble post-show review of WOS Wrestling Episode 4, where we finished the episode and we both sat back, looked at each other and went, that was actually my favourite episode so far.
Yeah, I was just watching it thinking like, God, that was good. God, that was good. Oh, that was good. And then at the end of it, I was like, yeah, that really was my favourite episode.
Yeah, and it's like as long-time viewers of WrestleTalk will know, we value consistency more than anything. And this was like there weren't any big standout moments. There was no new men's or women's champions crowned. There was no WOS injury angle like we had last week with Crater. It was just four solid segments, which were all really enjoyable. And I feel like, so this is a 10-episode series. The first three episodes are out of the way. Now we're in the middle portion of this overarching narrative. And this was the first time I really got a sense that this is a living, breathing universe, and I know where characters and wrestlers are featured in overall prominence. Like, here's your main eventers, here's your sort of mid-carders, and sometimes they cross-pollinate. Here's the tag division, but sometimes they can go over here. Here's your women's division. I felt like everything is now laid out really solidly, and I just really like that. When isn't it nice when things just work, as the old Honda commercial used to say?
Yeah, because they're obviously setting up things like Justin Sizem and his quest to become WOS champion off of the heinous Rampage. You've got the tag title situation, and they also use that then to kind of create this narrative that we were talking about last week of like who was going to be the one to defeat Crater, and it looks like it might be Davey Boy.
Or Grado,
absolutely. And then they had the women's segment in there as well. And you just had a really, really good match between Will Ospreay and Martin Kirby, which I thought was awesome.
Well, let's talk about that. Because Martin Kirby, I would say, is in that mid-card area of World of Sport. Sorry, WOS. And sometimes Crater's in there as well, I guess, because he doesn't need a title. You've got Robbie X and those ladder match guys. But Will Ospreay is a bit of a rogue because I feel like he's been presented as just this special attraction who exists outside the promotion.
He's like their Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He's just brought in when they need him.
Yeah, special attraction matches, and because this is only his second appearance in four episodes. He was on the first one, of course. He wrestled that great match against Davey Boy Smith Jr. And it's like he just appears, has a great match, isn't really involved in any storylines, But good God, this is not the New Japan Will Ospreay. This is not the indie wrestler Will Ospreay. This is, and this is the big proviso for all of WOS, this is mainstream ITV appeals to the vast amount of people as you possibly can.
Your mum and dad.
Will Ospreay version. And I watch him and I can't help but see him through a kid's eyes watching this on Saturday afternoon and just go, oh, I want to be this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got cool tights. He's got cool hair. He's just got presence about him. I've always been a big mark for Ospreay. And he's just so watchable. And when you see him do all these big flip-de-doos and stuff, and they keep saying on commentaries, like, I've never seen things like this. And if you've watched 1,000 Will Ospreay matches, then yeah, more likely you have seen a lot of the stuff that he does. But yeah, somehow, every time Will Ospreay does it, you're like, God, that's impressive. Yep. God, that's amazing. I've seen a lot of the stuff he did in this match live in colour, in person, and I was watching this going like, God, that's good. God, that's cool.
There was a bit when Martin Kirby was going for his Zoidberg elbow, so he's walking across the second rope, and I thought, okay, he might hit this. And I was getting worried here, like, oh, really? On the second outing for Ospreay, you're going to beat him again? And as much as I love Martin Kirby, he's not positioned as a top guy, and that means you'll be... I get it, because if Ospreay isn't around all the time, you want to elevate your own guys. But then, out of nowhere, Ospreay jumps up, Hurricane Rana, off that second rope, standing Hurricane Rana. And I was just like, I didn't see that coming. Well, Ospreay's amazing. It's not just the moves for me, because he's always been able to do the moves. And back when he started in pro, when I first became familiar with him in Progress, liked it before it was cool, he could always do all that stuff. And I was like, he's lacking something else for me. I really appreciate the talent. But in the last couple of years, he's just got the mannerisms and character down. And it's little bits, like when he's posing on the turnbuckle at the end, yeah, and he does like a little point. It's just everything is perfect with him.
Yeah, he is super, super cool. He is like, I don't know, man. It's just, I think he's wicked. I love the one-man Spanish Fly. Spanish Fly has become like the new it move in wrestling. It's the move that everyone does. But
Spanish Fly.
it's become the new dive. But I do think that there is few that do it better than Will Ospreay. And in fact, I think he might be the tippity-top of who does the one-man Spanish Fly.
He's the tippity-top of most moves.
Pretty much,
do the best of. However, that... and like, this is a good segue, so I'm going to just go straight into this rather than like Will Ospreay being a potential title contender and how he can be used going forward. But that was not the best move of the episode.
No, it was not.
The best move came from Justin Sizer.
I was going to say his leaping spear through the ropes.
Himself no slouch when it comes to athleticism and gymnastics and stuff. The man's insanely talented for his size and shape. So it's Nathan Cruz in the ring. And Justin Sizem has just been chucked onto Joe Hendry. Looked like that was a horrible looking bump. And then Justin walks up the ramp, and I was like, is he walking out here? Turns round, looks at Nathan in the ring, runs down the ramp, leaps off the floor, up, there's no trampoline there, Sin Cara style, through the second rope, spear onto Nathan. He got his legs caught, but that just made it look even better for some reason.
I was going to say, it wasn't the prettiest looking move, but holy heckins, was that impressive. Like, that is the sort of thing that makes you stand up and go like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because he is a big boy. He is jacked to the gills, son.
WOS, where the big boys come to play.
He is jacked to the gills, and he is just, like, literally superhuman at times. Yeah. Like, I know that's his gimmick and stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's his gimmick, but he is the sort of person where you look at him and go like, yep, I buy into your gimmick. Mm. You are quite literally a living superhero.
So that was the three-way in the main event, which was kind of to position a number one contender for Rampage's title. And originally it was Justin Sizem, Adam Maxted, and Joe Hendry. And this is what I like about WOS now, that they've got to this bit, where Maxted and Cruz can come out. And I'm like, they're a tag team. And it also makes sense for one of them, like, they're a unit, so one of them's come out to help the other one in the three-way. I just like all interconnected storylines and characters interacting with each other. But I said, I was like, oh, it's a shame that it's Maxted in this three-way, because Cruz is... like, I really like Cruz as a wrestler.
And he's so familiar with the other two guys as well. Like, they could probably have this match with their eyes closed.
Yeah, and then lo and behold, as soon as I say that, Cruz turns to Maxted and says, hey, you're really pretty, let's not jeopardize that face, let me wrestle in your place. And Maxted's like, Yeah, right. Okay.
It was the almost perfect timing. It was like it's almost as if you knew it was going to happen.
I must say though, as thankful as I was that Cruz was in this match because I like him a lot, I was like, was that the best way to do this? This is like a number one contender positioning match, and then the guy's just like, no, no, you go for it. I get what they were trying to do. I just thought maybe it should have, maybe like Sizem and Hendry should have beaten up Maxted a bit first if Maxted was trying to do some shenanigans, and that's when Maxted like, whoa, I'm not going to be a part of this, and then Cruz steps in.
I can hear you.
I just thought it was a bit weird.
But they're that sort of tag team that are just like, it doesn't matter which one of us is champion because we'll both be champion.
Mm. Yeah,
which, you know, it's what Sha Samuels was saying to us
when
when we interviewed him about Rampage being champ.
Yeah, but that was a really terrifically enjoyable three-way.
It might be my favourite match of the evening. Really, really enjoyed it.
But more than the Ospreay match.
I think so. I really, really enjoyed that triple threat.
Well, that's the great thing. Like, there's three matches on here that are all really great for different reasons. You've got the Ospreay high-flying, the three-way heavyweight stuff, and then Grado's comedy in the tag match. And actually quite a nice story told throughout that little 8-minute piece of action. Yeah. I thought that was really good. But back to Will Ospreay. What, like, how... I did, because he wasn't really announced as this... He's not been positioned in the main event as someone who's going for titles. I feel like him and... Maybe it's because the first episode had a special attraction match. That was how it was billed, against Ospreay and Davey Boy Smith Jr. So I don't feel like that... Even though they were both back on this episode, I don't feel like they're proper members of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But watching Ospreay in this match... I was like, just put him against Rampage. Versus Ospreay.
And you've got to wonder what deal they have with Ospreay, I suppose, because he's a man who has got multiple commitments all over the world, not the least of which is New Japan, of whether they could have him in that position to be able to want to push as one of their top guys, or if it's they've essentially just got a deal with him that is, you can come in and we'll do a few shows with you, do a few matches, as a way to help us promote the show a little bit, because you are such a recognisable name.
Yeah, and you bring in that other side of the wrestling audience.
Exactly, yeah.
Because this is, you know, like we always say, ITV, 5 p.m, very mainstream product.
Yeah.
But we want to satisfy that online wrestling audience as well. Online's such an outdated term. Everyone's online! Those internet fans. Oh, so you're just referring to pretty much everyone in the Western world.
You can't really say that everyone is online, because there's lots of homes in the states that are not online and don't have access to the internet.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of places in the United States that are still on 56K dial-up.
That's still the internet.
Well, and there are those are the lucky ones.
Get off the phone, Mum! I want to go on the internet. Anyway.
I'm trying to download pictures of Nev Campbell, Mum.
Yeah.
Bit of an insight into...
That is retro.
That was an insight into 1998 Luca there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So Ospreay, I really do hope they bring in as an actual regularly, because he's already top material. He is so well, like, everyone's good on this show. We're big fans of them all, but Ospreay, just in performance and character, the way he carries himself, is just, he's so polished.
Yeah, really, really is. And I think that if this was the sort of thing, if they could go to the, you know, what they want to do with this, which is to do it as a weekly thing, and you could get Ospreay in there, maybe that's when you want to start like pushing him as a top guy, because if Ospreay is the kind of guy that you have in your roster, he is a guy you want to be pushing.
Yeah, and if he's pushed right and to the top in like a really good program, I genuinely believe for Britain, he's a ratings mover, and if it did become a live touring product, a ticket seller.
Absolutely.
People, I would if Will Ospreay's on a card, I am more likely to go to that wrestling show or watch that wrestling show.
Yeah, absolutely. There have been times where you and I have gone to wrestling shows and then I've discovered that Will Ospreay is on the card. And I'm like, oh, even better.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to the show anyway. But now I get to see an Ospreay match. I'm even more excited.
There are a few names that will sell a card on one name alone. And it is, for me, it's like, it's Ospreay, Bucks, Omega.
Zach.
Marty. Yeah. Marty and Zach, yeah. And Ishii at the moment. Keith Lee's gone.
Yeah, Keith's gone, you know.
I've seen Matt Riddle and he's gone. But yeah, those guys I still like to go and see.
Matt and Jeff Cobb would probably sell me on tickets as well.
But yes, the other part of the shows was Kaylee Ray versus Bea Priestley in a women's title match to kick things off, which never really got going because it was more angle. Viper came down and she took out both women. And then Aisha made her WOS debut.
Yeah.
So now the women's division is four people. Nice way to steadily, incrementally build the division of personalities. And I said to you, I was like, oh, okay, two heels come out and they're beating up two baby faces. Well, not baby faces, but two other female wrestlers. I wonder where this is going. Ha ha, I'm Ollie Davis. I know everything about wrestling. Stu Bennett gets up and goes, here we go. And he goes, well, let's make this an over-the-top battle royal for next week.
And it's for the title. And, you went, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Okay, I didn't expect that. So that's a match that's happening next week.
Yeah.
Be a weird, I'm not really a fan of for the title as well, an over-the-top match.
Yeah,
bit gimmicky.
With four people as well. I'm
make it a four-way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. I guess like battle royal is still one of those terms that you can use to be like, oh my God, a battle royal. I remember when the WWE Network launched, and like you, if you just go and watch the stream, they'd have random stuff on there. And they had some footage from a wrestling show that must have been like the 50s maybe, or maybe even earlier than that. And the commentator on there was talking about that this was a battle royal. And he was like, there are eight ambulances outside ready for when people get thrown out because this is such a dangerous match. And I was watching that bit of commentary, I was like, God, wrestling's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wrestling's changed all the time.
Hard cut to SummerSlam 2000 TLC match.
Yeah, I know.
What happened here? What was in that hard cut? But then we got Grado. So one of the storylines going throughout the night off of last week is Stu Bennett says you can be in the last quarterfinal of the tag team tournament.
It's to Grado.
Yeah, to Grado, sorry. If you find a tag partner. And it just set up a nice thing of Grado coming out, not having a tag partner. He's up against Crater and Robbie X, who were only lumped together for masked reasons, because they both wear masks.
Oh, well, you're right there, masked reasons.
Masked reasons.
And it was great as well, because Grado was there in the ring, and Stu Bennett's there laughing at him, because he doesn't like Grado, and he said, I'm going to give you one last chance, mate. And he says to him, like, he goes, Grado's like, I couldn't find anybody, apart from this guy.
Yeah.
It was a
nearbody.
It was a nearbody. Lovely little swerve.
Yeah.
Grado is the...
I'll tell you, big man.
Grado is the living bottom. You've seen that, the girl from Brave... You know, she's in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Okay.
And there's an image of her. She's in the trailer and she says a lot of things in with her thick Scottish accent. And I was like, can anyone understand her? That's become a meme now for people around Scotland of just posting really lengthy, like, Scottish phrases that no one understands.
Yeah.
Grado is the living embodiment of that.
Yeah. He's so great at it. And in the match, there's this such a good comedy spot. It really made us both cackle when Crater's tagged in and Grado tags out immediately.
He walks up and then he goes, nope.
Yeah.
And turns around, tags out again.
So Davey gets in and he does a few sort of shoulder blocks, but neither man's going down. And Grado's like, actually, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to have a go. Tags himself in, riles up the crowd, gets them chanting, bounces off one rope, off another, and then goes straight into Crater, sells it like he's dead. Just looking up at the sky.
I was looking for a gunman on the grassy knoll. He just fell down so hard.
It was very good.
Really, really made me laugh. It was a really odd pairing for Robbie and Crater, because Robbie's very much a baby face. And when he came out, I was like, oh my God, is Robbie heel now?
Yeah, yeah. But it's not. Because the crowd booed.
Yeah, but they were booing Crater.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a really odd pairing, but it's a pairing that was never meant to last. And again, it was kind of to set up this storyline of who is going to stop Crater. And as I said at the end there, it really felt like they were setting it up that it's going to be Davy Boy is going to be the one to face Crater. Probably, you know, maybe in episode 10, you have that as one of your big final closing angles.
Yeah, I thought it was a really nicely done little match, because when they both came out, I thought, well, that's a bit lazy. Just like I did in the segment before, I was like, here we go, tag match. But actually, the way they told it throughout the action, with Robbie always, he shook hands with Grado. Robbie was always clearly the babyface and someone who was morally upstanding.
And he was trying to tag, but Crater would never tag in.
Yeah.
Unless he wanted to.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the end where Crater essentially abandons Robbie by turning his back. And after Robbie loses, Crater gets in the ring to beat Robbie X up some more, but the baby faces unite and say, no, you leave Robbie X alone. And just, again, 5 p.m. ITV, lots of kids watching this. That's a great thing to see. That's what I would, you know, that's what I like kids to watch.
Yeah.
Where baby face promotion, well, Stu Bennett, but it's kind of like the morality is in the right place. As opposed to other wrestling products, WWE, who you really, really are skewered, and you the heels are treated like actually they're the cool ones.
And it was really like cleverly played throughout the match as well, of sort of teasing the showdowns between Davy Boy and Crater. And actually, I thought the whole match was structured really, really well. Very odd. I found it a bit discombobulating to start with.
Discombobulate.
Because it was Robbie X and Crater, and it did feel like, well, you two lads are together because you're both wearing masks. But it did actually turn into quite a nice story as it went on. I was a fan. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like we said, our favourite episode so far, because consistency. Which means the next one should be even better. That's your midpoint of the season. We're on a big angle to start setting things up for the final half.
During the outro, they were teasing Crater's match next week, and you can hear a line from Alex Shane's like, we've reinforced the ring.
Yes.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.